Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark, Sarah, and look who's back.
Look back again. Already.
Back again. Pam's back.
Hey.
How you doing, Pam?
I'm okay.
How was networking?
Yeah. How was life on the outside?
Networking actually was really good. Left with an ad for the Metro.
Oh, well, nice. There you go. Worth it.
Yeah. I went totally unprepared too. I didn't have my presentation ready, but I wung it and it all worked out.
See, sometimes improv is the way to go.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back, Pam. We're happy to have you.
Yeah.
We were sorry to hear that you quit the show, but it's great to have you back.
Thanks.
All right.
It's good to be back.
We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is brought to you by United Piping, serving residential and commercial customers with new installations and repairs. Call today and schedule your oil and gas boiler cleanings at 754-4556. UPI, the best plumbers around. Also brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it. Squatch it. At 5 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
We have the pleasure of being joined in studio today by singer, songwriter, and musician Eli Lev. How you doing, Eli?
Howdy, doing great.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
I'm looking at your website. What's your community called?
The Levitators.
The Levitators. Okay, I wasn't sure if you said your name in it or, yeah. Mm. Levitators.
Yes.
So by the end of this show, the three of us may be levitators.
Oh, we will for sure be levitating.
Oh, boy.
So we already are. I feel like we're already kind of like a little inch off the ground.
All right.
Yeah, we're doing good.
So it's kind of like two musicians in a week. I love this.
Yeah, we're killing it.
Nice.
Killing it. We're going to hear from Eli a whole lot more coming up here in just a bit, and he's going to play some songs for us live in studio as we look forward to becoming levitators.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Looking forward to that. Before we get there, let's take a look at some headlines for Thursday, May 22nd.
The Sun Journal reports that Lewiston officials are considering changes to its parking system. A proposal by city staff and the Lewiston Downtown Association would remove all 215 coin-operated parking meters. Are those real? I didn't even know. And make municipal garages free for the first 2 hours. The proposal aims to change the perception that parking downtown is difficult and expensive.
The Lewiston City Council voted unanimously to support a $150,000 loan to push a development project across the finish line. Boston-based Democracy Brewing will open a brewery, restaurant, and event space in the former St. Joseph's Church location at 257 Main Street. That's steps from the Core Temple and across the street from Sam's Italian Foods. The brewery will employ about 30 people, with work on the building scheduled to begin in July.
As more Maine Pine Tree license plates are distributed, some drivers are wondering what to do with their chickadee plates. State officials said you can recycle the plates at your town office or any BMV. You can also keep it. Drivers with chickadee plates will receive replacements when they re-register their vehicles over the next year.
And Lewiston and Auburn will hold their annual Memorial Day observance on Saturday at 10 a.m. in Veterans Memorial Park. Attendees include Mayors Jeffrey Harmon of Auburn and Carl Schelleen of Lewiston, the Cora Temple Shrine Band, the Cora Honor Guard, and several local Girl and Boy Scout troops.
Fun. Should we talk about the weather?
Let's talk about the weather!
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. Clouds may come or skies turn blue. Weather's fun with me and you. The sun is bright and storms may brew. Every day is a brand new view. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love.
You should have seen Eli's face light up when that song started. You love it, don't you, Eli?
I like music.
Even bad music, Eli?
It's great music. It's a good song.
Yeah, yeah.
Written on the fly.
Wait till you hear the next one.
Is it that one's the B-side?
Nice. It's really pretty. Wow.
I love it. I loved your reaction to that. You were like, this is good.
I don't know that that's what he was.
And then he
really
started listening. I could see the wheels turning, and he was like, why didn't I write this?
Sometimes you wish you wrote a song.
Yeah.
You know?
You're like, it was right there.
Oh, well, good thing the event tonight is inside because we have clouds today with rain starting in the early evening. We'll have a high of 52 and a low of 44. Rain tomorrow with a high of 47 and a low of 41. Cloudy with scattered showers throughout the weekend with highs in the 50s.
Should we talk about some sports?
Let's do it.
Okay. The Red Sox lost to the New York Mets 5-1. Boston's homestand continues with a four-game series against the Baltimore Orioles starting tonight at 6:45.
And NFL fans, the tush push lives on.
All right.
Wow.
An effort to ban the play.
No.
Wow.
An effort to ban the play at the NFL spring meetings failed by 2 votes.
Oh, two votes.
They don't want to ban the tush push.
They like the tush push.
Yeah. So, and the Patriots were one of the teams that voted for it. The Patriots are pro tush push.
Nice.
Makes me proud to be a New Englander, right?
Course.
That is your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
Sweeping
the Twin Cities. It's time for famous people birthdays. Get ready, Eli. Here it comes.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's famous people birthdays. It's famous people birthdays.
Huh?
Got it. Not bad. I was right on there.
All right. We're going to start off with supermodel Naomi Campbell. 55 years old today. She was one of the original 6 supermodels. She also gained fame for throwing her diamond-encrusted cell phone at her housekeeper.
Yeah.
I think she may
she had a temper.
She may be more known for that than her supermodel.
What's her superpower?
Throwing phones, apparently. Brooke Smith is 58 years old today. You might know her as Catherine Martin on The Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah, let's hear it.
Mister, I don't want to hurt your dog.
That's her. That is her. She was the lady down the well. She also played Sheriff Jane Green on the A&E horror series Bates Motel.
Yeah.
And Dr. Erica Hahn on Grey's Anatomy. Ann Cusack, 64 years old today.
Shirley Baker.
Shirley Baker.
She didn't learn to read.
Right.
Till Madonna taught her.
Good thing for Madonna.
That's right. She was reading her smut in the back of the bus.
That's right. On that fantastical movie, A League of Their Own.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's done a bunch of other stuff, too. A lot of TV. She's done a couple other movies, Multiplicity and The Informant. Mm. And, yeah, she's been on.
She's been on a lot of shows.
She's been on a lot of shows.
And she's sister to Joan and
John.
John Cusack.
Correct.
Yeah. Huh.
Yep. I know Sarah and possibly Eli are going to be pretty excited about this last one.
Okay.
Take it, Sarah.
Never in my life heard of this person.
What? Aren't you a big Elton John fan?
I am, but I didn't know that Bernie Taupin is 75 today.
Oh, Bernie.
You know Bernie Taupin?
He wrote them all and Elton sang them all.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. Well, co-wrote a majority of his songs in the 60s, and then they were both inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1992.
They were.
Cool. Famous duo.
Yep.
And he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the Musical Excellence Award category in 2023.
For someone who didn't know anything about Bernie Taupin.
I know.
You are just a wealth of information.
I'm informed.
Did you hear about how they met?
No.
In 1967, Bernie answered an advertisement in the music paper New Musical Express, placed by Liberty Records, a company that was seeking new songwriters. Elton John responded to the same ad, and they were brought together, collaborating on many albums since.
Amazing.
Amazing, right?
It's great that they hit it off and could do that, could work together. Because, you know,
great for them and us.
Yeah, sometimes those sort of relationships become very volatile.
They do.
Egos get in the way.
Yep.
Pam?
Yes.
In your absence, I had to make an executive decision that Sarah would take over OTDs.
Oh, I didn't realize that was a permanent situation.
Oh. All right. Sarah, would you like to do?
I would love to do.
You're the best.
Yeah.
All right. Those are your FPBs. Now let's move it over to Sarah, who is our new head of OTD research and development.
All right. 20 years ago on this day in 2005, Thurl Ravenscroft, the guy who did the voice of Tony the Tiger and sang "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch" in the original animated version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, died at age 91.
Mm. What a voice on that guy.
Amazing.
Right?
They're great.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, so that's pretty good.
That
wow,
pretty
that's good.
Good
from nowhere.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like it.
That's all I got for today.
That was pretty good. 28 years ago in 1997, the Air Force's first female bomber pilot certified for combat, Kelly Finn, accepted a general discharge from the service in order to avoid court-martial on charges of lying, disobeying an order, and adultery.
Ooh, scandal.
Scandalous. 31 years ago in 1994, Pope John Paul II issued a statement saying the Roman Catholic Church would never ordain women as priests.
Oh, boy.
Pope John Paul.
What a nice progressive organization that is.
I'm happy with Pope Leo. I'm liking him so far.
Cool. We had a pope recently that said, even if you don't believe in God, even if you're an atheist, you can still get into heaven. So that was very reassuring to me, because it's going to be great hearing about how wrong I was in heaven.
You can't wait.
Well, 45 years ago in 1980, the original Pac-Man arcade video game was released in Japan. It hit the U.S. 5 months later, and we've been gobbling up ghosts and fruit ever since.
Yes.
I probably spent about $8,000 on Pac-Man in arcades back in the day. I remember my dad was in a bowling league, and I'd go with him, and he'd give me a roll of quarters. Get lost, kid.
Yeah, leave me alone.
That's right. Go play your little Pac-Man.
In a bowling alley full of smoke.
Yeah, yeah. Right. That's right.
Yeah, no, Daddy's, I was there.
Well, on your way back, grab me a beer.
Yeah. Daddy's got some drinking to do.
And a pack of Pall Malls from the machine.
And a pack of matches. My lighter just died.
Oh, gosh. 48 years ago in 1977, Janet Guthrie became the first female driver to qualify for the Indy 500 on the final day of the time trials. Woo-hoo. How about that? Time trials sounds fun.
What is it with the Indy 500 and the milk?
That's a great question. Do you know anything about that, Eli?
I used to live in Indiana. And I still don't know what a Hoosier is, so I have no idea.
It's like, I can't help you. I was just curious. It was on TV the other night.
Drink
or
the
last
milk,
night.
The winner, and what,
weren't they,
all of them, so.
Wasn't it the Dairy Farmers of America Got Milk campaign? Weren't they sponsors, maybe?
No, it's like an Indy 500 thing. The
right,
winner,
but weren't
know.
They sponsors?
Okay,
of the
I got it.
Okay.
The tradition of Indy 500 winners drinking milk originated in 1936 when Lewis Meyer, after winning his third race, requested a bottle of buttermilk.
Oh.
Since then, it's become an iconic part of the Indy 500 celebration.
Okay. Oh.
Buttermilk. Wow.
Well, yeah. And when I saw the commercial, the guy was pouring it on his face, and it was literally coating his face. It wasn't just dripping off. His whole face was coated. I'm like, that has to be cream. It can't just be regular milk.
Yeah. Well, that's buttercream.
Yeah. Good for the skin.
Oh,
rub it in there.
It's churning. And finally, 59 years ago in 1966, 16-year-old Bruce Springsteen recorded his first song, That's What You'll Get, with his band, The Castiles.
All right.
16 years old.
And apparently he's all dried up and no longer a great performer. Who knew? False news.
All right. Sarah's got an axe to grind about the Boss.
I love the Boss.
Who doesn't love the Boss?
In the band that I used to play with, we used to have Bruce Fest every September 23rd. We had all the local bands in Portland come, and we played at Bubba's Sulky Lounge, and everybody had to do Bruce Springsteen covers. And it was one of my favorite things in the whole world.
That's
I
awesome.
Loved it.
Those are your FPBs and OTDs for May the 22nd.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Now we shift focus fully to our guest in the studio, Eli Lev, singer, songwriter, musician extraordinaire, and leader of the Levitators.
I want to
right?
Be a levitator.
When did the levitator start?
Yeah, levitator started in the pandemic when all my tours got canceled. So then I was like, what do I do with myself? So I started live streaming.
Oh, all right.
And I live streamed on every platform that there was every day. And then this community called the Levitators started popping up all over the world.
Huh. Wow.
So there's thousands of levitators worldwide and good folks who love music and love to levitate.
So you're from Maryland.
Uh-huh.
Are you living in Maine now?
I'm on tour right now.
You're on tour.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I was up in Bar Harbor. I was down in Portland. I was at Gritty McDuff's here in town last week. And I'll be in Biddeford this weekend.
So when did this all start?
It started, well, I'm actually a middle school teacher.
Oh.
So I taught on the Navajo Indian Reservation for 3 years out of college. That's where the Four Directions Project comes from.
Okay.
And I taught most of my life. I taught in Israel. I taught in Andorra. I taught in Australia. I got my master's degree in English education. And then I just picked up an acoustic guitar instead.
Really?
Yeah. So that was 6 years ago.
What?
And I've been singing music ever since.
You've been playing for 6 years.
Yeah.
And you're touring the world.
Yeah.
What's your secret? Did you sell your soul to the devil?
The secret is just keep going, you know? Just like that continuous. They say the music industry is really not that hard as long as you're willing to, you know, put up with the first 20 years.
They say that about comedy.
Yeah. So it is a long game.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really enjoy songs like Sarah, and just I like singing songs, and I've been writing silly songs my whole life. So it just kind of happened, and I'm enjoying it.
Any chance we could hear one right now?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'll play you the Levitators anthem right now.
I love it.
This one's called We Need a Bigger Bus, because the Levitators keeps growing, and we just keep getting stronger and stronger. Here we go.
All right.
I've been cooped up in this Mini Cooper, singing to myself, going through drive-thru after drive-thru, looking for some help. I miss my family and my girl and my friends there by my side. If you feel the beat and you feeling me, then come on, let's ride. Need a bigger bus to get our friends on, more windows and more aisles, party in the front, party in the back. Go swaying side to side down the highway of surrender. Our wheels go round and round. We'll get all the bumper stickers from all the places that we found. Need a bigger bus. Ooh. Lydia's like, get me out of here. We need a bigger bus, yeah. You can bring your friends, they can sing too. You can even bring your mama, she don't need to hold a tune. You can bring your dog and let the zeus fly out in the wind. That's for you, Lydia. Pick up the whole dang town and we'll sing it again. Need a bigger bus to get our friends on, more windows and more aisles, party in the front, party in the back. Go swaying side to side down the highway of surrender. Our wheels go round and round. We'll get all the bumper stickers from all the places that we found. Need a bigger bus. Ooh, yeah. We need a bigger bus. And I don't want to fly or take the train. I ain't the road calling my name. When it feels this good, wanna share the love, get the whole world singing along. Need a bigger bus to get our friends on, more windows and more aisles, party in the front, party in the back. Go swaying side to side down the highway of surrender. Our wheels go round and round. We're just one big happy family, from all the big cities to all the little towns. We need a bigger bus. We need a bigger bus, yeah. We need a bigger bus.
Woo! Yay!
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Love that. And don't be offended about Lydia. She probably heard someone that might potentially be giving treats out there.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Oh, good.
She truly is a music lover.
She is. There was a line in there for Lydia.
I know.
You can bring your dog
for her later.
Stuff you can listen to all day long.
Yeah. It's got just like just a vibe.
It was just going to say, guy. It's got like a nice, happy feel to it.
Yeah.
You can just jive.
Makes me want to take a road trip.
Yeah.
Kind of does. On a bus, though. Not in a big not in a Mini Cooper.
Right, exactly.
It's too small.
Hang out with all the levitators.
Yeah.
All right. What is your vibe?
I call my genre indie folk poptimism.
Oh. Did you invent it?
I did.
Optimism.
Right. A few weeks ago. And I've been saying it for a few weeks and it feels good.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. There's a little bit of a country in there, a little bit of rock and roll, a little bit of folk, songwriter, lots of pop. It's like all my influences. You know, my mom's from the South, Mississippi. My dad's from Chicago. And, you know, grew up in the East Coast and spent time in Indiana for college and been all over the world and just collecting the sounds and put them in there.
Yeah. You have music online that folks can...
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I recommend my website is pretty awesome because it has all the music. You can stream it and there's lyrics to all the
songs.
Oh, cool.
So you can just choose whatever project you want. There's the whole kind of artwork and the whole story behind them.
Now Pam and I are on your website. You're like, oh, look at
it's,
that.
It's a pretty cool interface, right? You can stream anything. All the lyrics are below and all the, you know, you can find it on all the streaming platforms too.
You want to tell us about the Four Directions project?
Yeah. Four Directions from the Navajo Reservation. And the Four Directions is something that I learned out there that was really powerful. You know, each direction has like a color and a story and, you know, a shell and an animal. And I taught... creative writing using the Four Directions to the students because it was like All Roads East ideas, Deep South planning, Way Out West writing, and then True North was like revision and editing. And they were like, oh, we get it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. So when I was doing starting the music project, I was like, what can kind of give me a path, you know? What can kind of guide me through this? And I thought about the Four Directions. So my first album was All Roads East. My second album was Deep South. My third album was Way Out West. And my fourth album was True North.
And the art is neat, too, on your website. And each individual album is separated.
Yeah. That's actually a photo. Those are physical objects. There's butterfly flowers, pine needles, fennel seeds, and sticks. And I just kind of, like, arranged them and took a photo. And that's my album art.
You did it yourself.
Yeah, with my friend Susana. And when I lived in Andorra, small country in Europe, she helped me with that, which is really cool.
You're making your way back down the East Coast.
Yep.
Ish.
Mm-hmm.
Down and back.
Yep, exactly. Up and back and left and right. And that's
how it goes. Yeah.
I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around that you've only been doing this for 6 years.
Yeah.
Still thinking about that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I it was, you know, mid-30s, and it was like, okay, let's... I got the master's degree, and I was like, you could say it like a gap year.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was like,
that's what I called it.
Yeah. We're still going, right? Yeah.
It's just an extended gap year for Mark.
I was just. It just keeps going. Yeah. The year just keeps on going. And, you know, just following the breadcrumbs. I remember my first show was in D.C. at this cafe. You know, my parents were there and, like, one friend was in the back in the corner. And people were like, so when's your next show? And I was like, I don't know. And, then you know, then you write a song, then you record it, then you write an EP, then you do an album, then you put together, like, a small tour. And you start, you know, playing local venues. So it's been fun.
I think you should come back up here and play at Lost Valley.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my gosh.
They have an outdoor summer concert series.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
And I think your vibe would be super, super cool.
Great.
I think they'd love it. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You have some shows coming up this weekend, right?
Yep. I'll be in Biddeford and...
Biddeford.
Yeah.
Bidford.
Bidford. Oh, that's really good. That's how they do it down there.
That's right. Bidford.
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 Yeah, it's really good.
Flourish Arts as Sacred Healing?
Yeah, that's an awesome spot.
Okay.
They've got like, you know, crystals and just kind of like tarot cards and just, you know, body work over there. And then they have these shows.
Nice. So that's right there. On Main Street, 140 Main Street in Biddeford.
That's not that far from here.
It's really not.
Nope. Yeah.
So quick hop on the highway and you're there, 40 minutes
there tomorrow
maybe.
Night. Yep.
Fun.
And then you're in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Yep.
Manch Vegas.
Is this a radio show you're doing?
Yeah, I think that's a radio show.
Oh,
yeah.
95.3 FM, WMNH. Well, they're not as big as we are, but no. best of luck with that.
You can tune in and listen. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, and it'll be in New Hampshire.
Got some videos up on your website as well. Mm-hmm. This one that's highlighted has a Stranger Things feel.
Yeah, that's got kind of like a saucy vibe. Do you guys want to hear that one?
Yeah, sure.
Do someone? I think you'll like this one.
Okay.
So I was, we're into the saucy vibes.
Saucy.
This one's a little. This is about in the pandemic, I was dating someone for about a few weeks, and the pandemic hit, and it was either like we break up or we move in together. Mm. So we moved in together.
Ooh.
After 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was the first time I was like living with someone in a domestic situation in my life.
Oh, wow.
So it was big.
Yeah, big.
It was big. And then about, I think like month two or month three, like, you know, cabin fever starts setting in and get like annoyed with each other. I remember she was sitting on the couch. I was sitting next to her and she just started breathing very heavily.
Oh, no. She was breathing wrong?
Yeah.
I hate that.
That's when you know it's time to move on.
You know,
that happens to people who have known each other for years and years and years, though. That's not just a 3 weeks thing.
No, it was very intense. Like, and I looked at her, I was like, babe, can you like not breathe that hard, please? She's like,
she Darth Vader'd you.
Yeah. And
I just want to throw this out there. Babe, can you like not breathe? Could be a great song.
That hard.
That would be a great song. Babe, can you not breathe?
Just not that hard.
Just not like that.
Yes,
just
exactly.
Babe, could you like not breathe anymore?
What are you saying? You want me to die?
No. Just in another room or something. I don't know.
I think that should be a collaboration. Sarah, get the uke. We're going to write this song. We're going to make magic. We're going to make magic here this morning.
That's good. We could do that song.
Oh, shoot.
She looked at me and she was like, I actually think you need to go outside and take a little walk around the house and cool off a little bit. And she was right. Yeah. She was a normal breather. It was just my issues that I was projecting onto her.
And, so nice of her to be kind to you in that moment, though.
Yeah, like, not slit your
like, really,
time.
Like,
yeah.
She might have snapped.
She could have. She could have easily done that. She's like, I think you need to go outside, take a walk around the house. And that's where this song came from. Uh-huh. And I wrote this song, Walking Around the House, realizing that if we were going to be each other's someones, then we needed to, like, you know, work with it. You know,
be okay with your breathing style.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yes, all that.
How does she chew? That's the real question.
Chewing for me is like...
She's actually a very good chewer. Yeah, she chews really well.
Phew.
It's just the breathing. I don't know what it was.
Are you still together?
We're not.
Okay.
Shocking.
We had a good run.
Is she still breathing?
No, she's breathing. She did great. We had a good run. It was a 5 years of breathing.
Oh, good.
And chewing.
That's good.
And then it stopped.
And then it was over.
Yeah.
And I wrote a song about it.
Yes, exactly. That's my life. It's good. You get it. Here we go. Here's Be Your Someone. Y'all are going to love this. Nice. Maybe I made some mistakes. Maybe you shouldn't talk that way. Really matter if the bed's made or if I wore the same shirt that day. Maybe I don't think the same. Maybe you showed up too late. I left my shoes by the doorway. I like it that way. And I don't need you, but I want you. If you hate me, you're supposed to. I'm that someone you lean all your weight on. You don't need me, why you call me in the night when you're so lonely? Lay it on me. So baby, come on. Tonight, just let me be your someone. Ooh, and be your someone. Be your someone. So what you wanna do now? We both know how we're feeling. I can hear you breathing. And I don't need you, but I want you. If you hate me, you're supposed to. I'm that someone you lean all your weight on. If you don't need me, why you call me in the night when you're so lonely? Lay it on me.
So baby, come on. Tonight, just let me be your someone. Ooh, and be your someone, yeah. And be your someone. Maybe I'm a little lazy. Maybe you're a little crazy lately. But that don't change things. Summer. I don't need you, but I want you. If you hate me, you're supposed to. I'm that someone you lean all your weight on. If you don't need me, why you call me in the night when you're so lonely? Lay it on me. Here we go. So baby, come on. Tonight, just let me be your someone. Be your someone. Yeah. Be your someone.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
So good.
Thanks, gang.
Our studio audience loves you.
Yes, approval. They do.
We made some new levitators.
I know. I'm like hovering. Do I join the levitators?
Yes, you do.
Is that too stalkerish?
No,
should I do it?
No,
I'm
yes,
doing
you
it
do.
Now.
Yes, you join the levitators.
Oh.
Yes.
Is this person in the video?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So she.
The breather.
No. That person on the title is in the video. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
It's actually it's a funny story. There is an Indian music video production company that contacted me, and they're like, "We want to do a music video for this song because we love it." I'm like, "Great!" So everybody's Indian, and it's like,
cool.
Filmed in like tea plantations in India.
Oh,
the whole video.
That's so cool.
Wow. Really cool. Yeah, they did a great job.
Did you get to go to India?
No, wow. No. I just sent in B-roll of me in a room somewhere in Maryland.
Dang it.
Together. It would have been awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. You strike me as someone who likes to travel.
Oh, yes. Yep. Yes, yes, yes. India is definitely on the list. Yeah.
Nice.
Eli, tell us about the joys of living on the road.
Oh, wow.
Touring the East Coast.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's like hashtag van life right now.
Yeah.
So I started in a station wagon, and that was cozy. Good gas mileage, but not a lot of room to sit up in the back. Mm. So that was 2 years on the road, station wagon, all around the U.S., Canada. And then I found this van on Facebook Marketplace. And it's got like a kind of a hot plate and a sink and a refrigerator
nice.
And a bed and like storage and like a swivel chair. I don't know how to do any of these things. I just know how to write songs. But it's been taking really good care of me.
Ooh, and you needed a bigger bus.
You did.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. There are some ups and some downs and some lefts and some rights and some forwards and some backs for sure.
Life of a musician.
Yeah. Yep. It's like, you know, every day is like driving at least, you know, maybe 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours.
Yeah.
Sometimes, especially out there in the West. I mean, it just,
oh, it's
land
just,
goes just keeps
for
getting
our, yeah.
bigger.
Yeah.
So, yeah, last year was 250 shows.
Wow.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a big world out there.
It mm-hmm. sure is.
And we live in a gorgeous country.
Yeah,
we do. Like, the United States of America is, like, incredibly beautiful. Think of it, like, we got deserts, we got mountains, we got
everything.
Oceans, we got everything. Just, it's amazing. The beauty here is just really spectacular. So, it's a nice way to see.
Yeah.
I've had my fair share of road trips.
Yeah.
I've driven to California and back, Colorado and back, and then Maine, Florida, Texas a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, I just
it's
love
expansive, right?
The experience. Mm-hmm. I love seeing different cities and small towns, and I'd love to take my time and do it at some point. But usually I'm like, point A to point
B. Destination. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. So it's been really rewarding. And, you know, you get to see different people and eat different foods and just experience different climates and stuff. And off the screens, people are a lot nicer.
Weird.
Like, if somebody just like looked at all the, like, you know, whatever, like the screen stuff. And they'd be like, oh, wow, people are terrible to each other. But when you actually go out to the small towns and, like, you know, meet people and play shows, like, people are overly kind. It's pretty nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
overly kind in the United States. That's like
exactly. You wouldn't think about that.
Yeah,
you know, I'm down in Pascagoula, Mississippi, and they're like giving me all the love, you know, at the local bars. So you know,
nice. That's funny.
Eli, what have you learned about yourself over the past 6 years?
Yeah, I've learned that there really is no limit to the amount of capacity that we have if we stretch ourselves. And that's what I liked about it, too, is being able to, you know, being up for the challenge. Like, if we give ourselves a bar or if we give ourselves a goal and, like, if we actually want to get there, we can. And I think that's really scary for a lot of folks. It was scary for me to be like, wow, I actually do have capabilities to do what I want.
Right.
Because it's much easier to be like, oh, no, I can't do that. And, you know, it's probably not in my wheelhouse. But, yeah. Here I am doing the thing. I had no idea that, like you're saying, like how that could actually happen in that amount of time. But I've learned a lot about, you know, my mental capacities, physical capacities, and my voice, too.
Yeah.
I did not grow up with like a, oh my gosh, you belong on American Idol voice. People did not hear me sing and were like, oh, you're going to be famous. You know, they're like, nice songs.
That's a voice.
Yeah, it's a voice.
Qualifies as a voice.
You're singing.
Exactly. Yeah. Playing a couple chords.
You can carry a tune.
Exactly. Doing a thing.
Right. It wasn't like this, like, oh, you're born for the stage, you know? But, you know, I worked on it. Worked on it, you know?
Yeah.
You can work on your voice as an instrument. You can work on our bodies, our minds, our spirituality. It's all malleable.
Yeah.
So I've been learning a lot about that.
I like this in your about portion of your website. You say, to me, music is an act of spirituality and service to others. It's the reason I wake up in the morning ready to sing and uplift others. I like that.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's why you're being successful. And
yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. There's like a service part to it. There's like a giving part to it. But to be honest, it also like, you know, saves me.
Yeah.
Like it's my healthcare.
Yeah.
Music is actually healthcare.
Yes. 100%.
So like it really keeps me going and kind of, you know, balanced and happy. So it's like it's an exchange.
It's nice that you've been given a gift and you choose to share it with others.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the levitators.
The levitators. We're levitating. Can you feel it?
I do.
Can you feel the levitation happening right now?
Good vibes are flowing.
More than an inch now.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm off the chair.
Yeah.
<that's
awesome. laughs> How about one more tune?
Let's
do
it.
Is it cool?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why don't we like just choose blindly a song?
Oh boy.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Pam, you're on there. We're going to do pick an album and pick a song. This is going to be very interesting because there's some wild ones out there.
Pick a wild one, Pam.
Yeah. Oh,
dancing on the lawn.
Dancing on the lawn.
I love to dance on the lawn.
Let's do it.
Is it like dancing on the ceiling?
It could be.
We have to levitate more.
Right. We'll get there. All right, Dancing on the Lawn. This is from Walk, Talk, Dance, Sing. This is the pandemic mixtape. Do y'all remember cassette tapes back in the day? And the mixtapes, you record the radio, and you move them all together, and you put the words on the back, you give them someone you love. Yeah.
And then the stupid DJ would talk over the beginning of the song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to catch it just right.
Oh, the worst.
The radio would eat my tape.
Yeah.
We all know how pencils work with cassettes, but most people don't. Yeah. So here's Dancing on the Lawn. Good choice. It starts with a whistle. Here we go. I'm falling to pieces in my room. Are you coming over? That's cool. I could use a little something to do, yeah. We could go outside, take a little ride if you want to. That's cool. I did what I was supposed to. There's nothing left for me to do. So now I'm poking out my head through open windows, 'cause that's what I feel like doing tonight. Waking up my brain, maybe you can do the same. You want me to say something, I come up with nothing. Maybe we can talk until we figure out a topic. Been so long in my head, caught up in my feelings. I've been waiting for something new to happen. And when it happens, and I'll
I'll be dancing on the dawn when it happens, when it happens, yeah. And I'll be dancing on the lawn when it happens. Here we go. You want me to say something? I come up with nothing. Maybe we can talk until we figure out a topic. Been so long in my head, caught up in my feelings. I've been waiting for something new to happen. And when it happens, we'll be dancing on the lawn when it happens. When it happens, yeah. We'll be dancing on the lawn when it happens last time.
Awesome.
Yeah. Dancing awesome. On our chairs in that. Thank you. I heard a uke solo somewhere in there.
Oh.
Sarah? Sarah, that's what the weather song is missing, a little bit of that percussion
on
the body of the ute.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Do you want to re-record it?
Yeah, go right ahead.
No.
Okay. Eli, do you have a favorite song of your own?
Mm. I do. Yeah. I just wrote, my next album's called Past Lives. And it's a little bit of honoring my family's heritage. So my mom's side's from Mississippi. My dad's from Chicago. My mom came from South Carolina, very poor in the cotton mills. Mm-hmm. And my dad, very poor, worked in hardware stores in Chicago. And following their lineage, Past Lives brings together actual sound bites of my ancestors giving interviews on cassette tapes.
Oh, wow.
And it is just like, it's the coolest thing that I've ever done.
Wow.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah, there's a song on there that's called Where We Come From. And I played it for my parents the first time. They just ended up in puddles.
Yeah.
They just absolutely disintegrated in front of me. It's just like.
You're like, do you like it?
Yeah.
Can't tell what this response means.
Can I sign you up as a levitator?
But it's one of my favorite songs I think I've ever written. And that's coming out this summer, Past Lives.
I'll be looking for it.
Yeah, thanks. Mm-hmm.
Sarah and I do stand-up comedy, and we are often asked about our best and worst times on stage.
Oh, my goodness.
And you can see right through it, because all the people want to hear about it are the worst times.
Yeah.
But they sugarcoat it. Yeah, give me the best time, too.
Okay.
But I actually want to hear about your best and worst.
Oh, the best and worst? Only if we share.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
Good call, Eli.
Should we start with best or worst first?
Your call.
Let's do best.
All right.
We'll start with best. I think one of the best times was when I was in seventh grade. It was a middle school talent show. And I had written my first original song.
Oh.
And it was called My White Underwear.
Mm.
And I got on stage. My grandparents were in the audience. All my friends, everybody who knew me and who I was. This is like a big deal. And I got on stage and I sang My White Underwear. And the chorus is pretty much just me screaming, "Into my white underwear," over and over again.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And the entire place just like lost their minds. They were like,
"Thought it was
what? Yeah, go Eli, whatever." And I've been trying to get back to that moment ever since. That was the
chasing the white underwear
that
moment.
That was the top of my career, and that's why I'm doing this. Maybe one day I'll get to that space again. So that was the best moment I think of my life.
Okay, at first I thought you said wet underwear.
Okay.
I was like, where is this going? You're in seventh grade.
Very
oh,
different
God.
Song.
That's another song. I
very
could do a
sing.
I could just do a whole underwear EP. That might
you might
be
get
on
the
there.
Same response. You know,
my white underwear. Yes, back in the day, the tiny
yeah.
whites.
Oh boy, don't mind me. This is why I quit yesterday.
What are these people talking about? That's mine. You guys got a best? All right. I'd love to hear it.
I'll share my best.
Yes.
Mine was, I don't know, probably 5-6 years ago in Sarasota, Florida at McCurdy's Comedy Theater. Mm-hmm. I was in a competition called the World Series of Comedy, and I was up against 12 other comics, and I came in second and got to advance to the semifinals and what have you.
Damn.
So, yeah, and I got to spend more time in Florida, which was great.
It. That's cool.
Awesome. Nice.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of fun.
Well
yeah.
done.
My best was the Katharine Hepburn Theater in Old Saybrook, Connecticut. I hosted and did comedy with Frank Cintarelli, who is the bartender from The Sopranos.
Yeah.
And it was more, it wasn't so much about the comedy as it was the experience. Like the theater is beautifully kept and there's a historical museum for Katharine Hepburn, and the crowd was just so welcoming, and the whole, it was like, it felt so professional. It felt like I had actually made it for a second, and then
an
I was
energy.
Like, yeah, yeah, and then I went back to the hotel and was like, oh, yep, okay.
I should have stayed.
Should have stayed in that theater.
Forever.
I'm haunting the Katharine Hepburn. I'm haunting the Kate for the rest of my life. I'd love, and I just recently was offered to come back and do another spot, but I had a conflict, and it was one of the hardest things to say no to, because I was just like chasing that, recreating that moment of like, that was one of my favorite experiences doing comedy, so.
Isn't there something about, like, you know, when a show goes well and the audience is with you and you're in it, there's like this almost like flow state, you know, that happens. And it's just like this just, I don't know, this pure like creating in the moment, because you plan a little bit, but you don't really know exactly how things are going to go. But yeah, it's that's why I'm glad we started with the good stuff, because that's why we all the other stuff.
Yeah.
We
can
tolerate
be so
everything
bad.
Else. Sometimes you feel like your feet are in concrete. So,
yes.
Yeah. No.
You have 5 more minutes on the stage and you don't have anything left.
So what do you guys want to talk about?
5 minutes is a long time.
See, I think comedy is so much harder than being a musician. Because, like, I can just play chords and people will leave me alone.
Yeah.
But comedy, like, you better say something that makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Or there's going to be an issue here, right?
It's going to get
there's so much more pressure.
Real quick.
I think
sure
too, it's because you can passively enjoy music.
Yes.
You can't
easy.
Passively enjoy comedy.
No.
We need 100% of your attention.
Yes.
And if
exactly.
we don't, it gets weird.
Yeah. You can ambush somebody with a guitar in the back of a bar. You cannot ambush somebody with a microphone and jokes.
Actually, you can.
You
they
can.
They just don't like it very much.
It's just not
much.
Good.
No,
it's
exactly.
really bad.
It requires so much attention.
Yeah.
And like a deft, you know, approach to that. That's just like, I really kind of, I'm like in awe of that.
I've come to learn that people don't really like to be told to shut the F up.
No.
Through a microphone.
No.
Yeah, it's a little piece of advice for aspiring
just for
comedians.
Everybody.
Anybody. Take it better if you take the microphone away?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm pretty loud.
I've never done it before, but I've seen it done, and it never ends well.
Oh, yeah, man. Never.
Oh. Yeah. I have a lot, much respect for both of y'all.
So. Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Let's hear about your worst.
Mm. Okay.
Give us your worst.
Give us your worst. Okay, I remember. I was in a show in somewhere in Louisiana, and I roll up to the bar, and there's a guy passed out with his butt hanging out of his pants already, and I'm just, like in the front. Deck.
Oh boy.
And I'm just like, oh, this is gonna be fun. So I walk in there, and it's karaoke. There's a DJ karaokeing, and they don't know that I'm supposed to be there. So I kind of have to like elbow my way onto this stage in, like, you know, Bayou, Louisiana.
Oh boy.
And people were into karaoke. So here's this guy, and the DJ kind of sabotaged me a little bit. Because he plugged my stuff straight into the speaker without a mixer or anything. So just terrible sound. And, you know, there wasn't as much teeth as should have been in people's, you know, heads. And there is a fight going on in the pool table.
No.
Some guy was hustling another guy in front of his lady. So that was – and they offered me some fried food. I declined.
Yeah.
So I started playing up there, and 3 songs that they put on the jukebox.
Oh, no.
And they start singing their karaoke to the jukebox. And I'm like, nope, I'm on stage. I'm still playing my thing. So we had this kind of like karaoke performance war. Some people were enjoying my show. Some people came up and sang with me karaoke. So there was like two karaokes going on. It was a hot mess.
Yeah.
It was a hot mess. I remember that show for the rest of my life.
I think you win.
I don't know. Yeah, I stood my ground. I was like, listen, we booked. I know everything's going on here, but I'm getting on that stage. And I'm playing some songs.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I got like a $10 tip, and that was that. That was it.
Good night.
Moseyed
good
night. On. All right, gang. Thank you.
But you didn't get food poisoning.
I didn't.
So there's that.
Yes, there was a possibility there for that.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
I had to perform for my kids' elementary school, a gathering of the faculty at the end of the school year.
Okay.
And it was in the afternoon on a Wednesday.
This already sounds horrible.
It gets worse.
It's worse.
And I was a couple of years into comedy, and it's easy when you start out in comedy, it's easy to be dirty and just talk about, you know, sexual things and all that. That's like the low-hanging fruit, so to speak. And I took advantage of that.
Okay.
And the person who booked me had seen me a couple of times. And they're like, well, you should perform for our faculty. So I said, okay, I'll do that. It sounds like fun.
Okay.
It was not. So I go out there. It's just me and like 30 members of this elementary school. And I got crickets for 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
Afterwards, I'm at the bar having a beer, just thinking about what just happened.
What you're doing with your life.
And a couple of the teachers came up to me and said, we thought you were very funny.
Oh.
And I said, awesome. Why didn't you laugh?
Yeah.
And they said, we couldn't. Because of the subject matter, and we were among colleagues, and my boss was right behind me, and it's like, I feel a little better now, but it was still pretty horrible.
Nobody could laugh to let everybody else know that they thought it was some kind of funny because of the environment. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, comedy on a Wednesday afternoon, nobody's drinking, everybody's dressed as you know, in this professional attire.
Yeah,
it was bad.
See that.
I was like drowning for 20 minutes.
Yeah,
gosh.
20 minutes is so long.
So long, too.
But as you know, Eli, that's how you thicken your skin.
Yeah. Right.
You need those experiences.
You get the badge, you put it on, and you keep on going.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. And I made sure, like, 5 minutes in, I was like, probably 2 minutes in, I'm like, this is going nowhere. It's going to be a nightmare. But I made sure to do all my time, so I still got paid.
Okay. It's nice. There you go. You got to keep going.
That's right.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow.
The penalty box in, I guess it must be up in Damariscotta. It's a bar. And we ambushed the bar on a Friday night. Three televisions on with the Red Sox playing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's tough.
Set up in the back of the bar next to the bathroom. Not a single person paying any attention.
Nope.
Just up there for 15 minutes talking to myself.
Wow.
Got paid a lot of money and I went home.
Yeah. So what do? Do you go all in on your set or like how do you like do something like that?
Just keep going. Yeah. You know, you just keep going. One of the other performers that I was with, he's normally a very high energy person, but he took it like to the next level where he was like out in the crowd, like making them pay attention to him. And I was like, oh my God, this is so uncomfortable.
Okay. Dang. Wow.
But it was one of those experiences where you learn something because I was like, I'm not taking these bar shows where people don't expect you to do comedy. They're there to hang out with their friends and have a beer and talk.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not to you.
Yep.
They want to watch baseball. Yeah. They don't want to listen to you. So that was a good learning experience for me.
That's the case.
To say no to. There's some things you can just say no to.
Yeah. So. Wow. Amazing. Yeah. Well, props to you both for doing the whole set.
It's good practice. Yeah. Even if they're not paying attention, it's still good practice. Yeah. It's like going to the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Locally owned and locally focused, Lydia Media celebrates the heart of the greater Lewiston Auburn area through two magazines, Uncle Andy's Digest and LA Metro Magazine, and the new Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast. Each production shines a positive light on local businesses, nonprofits, events, and individuals making a difference in our community. Keep your advertising dollars local and position your business in front of your target audience with Lydia Media. Learn more at LydiaMediaLLC.com.
We like to close out the show with a segment called Three Random Questions, where we ask you questions that have nothing to do with music or your career or anything like that.
Sounds fun.
Or maybe they do. I don't know. But I'll start and we'll see where it goes.
Cool.
Eli, if there was a movie made about your life, what would be the one scene that people talked about on the way home?
Oh, boy.
I think it might have been the white underwear scene. I can't believe he did that in front of his grandparents. Just because it was just like, there was me before that show, unsure of myself, never performed in front of anybody, never sang an original song. And there was me after that show, where it's like, the world responds to this. So that was a huge kind of, it sounds really silly, but that was a huge turning point. And I feel like the cinematography could be really cool if that like scene was done well.
Yeah. You became bulletproof in that moment.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It's just like, oh, let's do this.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a good place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If animals could talk, which animal would be the rudest?
Maybe like the grasshopper.
Where's the grass?
Like Hopper on what, A Bug's Life?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Like a grasshopper. I guess they also turn into locusts. Did you know about this?
They do?
So the same grasshopper, when like DNA, like the same animal, like when the crops get like less and that like they ate all the grass, they actually metamorphosize into locusts. Their bodies get bigger. They get like, you know, crazy wings. Their like faces change and then they swarm.
I don't like this.
Exactly. imagine the voice of a grasshopper turned locust.
Do they breathe really heavy?
I don't know. They breathe wrong.
Yes. Yeah, that's locust.
I don't like it.
All right.
Fun fact.
No, it's not.
Sarah's going to have a nightmare.
No, I'm going to have nightmares about grasshopper. Dang it.
Eli, if you won the lottery tomorrow, what's the first thing you would buy? A new van? A bigger bus?
A bigger bus?
I would, oh man, I'd give it all back.
Oh.
What?
Two?
Have you ever seen those studies about what happens to people who win the lottery?
Yeah.
Their lives shatter and fall apart.
You wouldn't give it back to the lottery people.
No, wouldn't
okay.
give it back to the lottery people. That's good taxpayer money, you know?
For you guys.
No, they've done it. I would give it all away, honestly, because, you know, they've done all these studies, and it's like, people look at you differently, you know what I mean? Like you have, but we don't know how to like use the money or like work with money yet. Like our consciousness hasn't caught up to it. Yeah. And people just fall apart. So that would probably just be like, take it.
So you think you'd fall into that category if you won the lottery?
I don't know if I would, but I wouldn't take the chance. Right, I'm pretty good now. You know, I'm happy. Yeah. I'm all right. You know?
Would you tell anybody that you won?
That's a good question.
I definitely wouldn't.
Probably not. Yeah.
I don't think I would either. There would be signs.
There would be signs. It would disappear.
So many capybaras running around in here.
Trip I wanted to take.
Yeah.
I now am doing it in a $500,000 RV.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. Actually, that's not so bad.
Yeah. I mean, there would be signs.
There would be signs.
So many Labrador retrievers.
Oh, that's awesome.
More Lydias.
More Lydias. Yeah. Puppy farms.
I have a request.
Yes.
Could you take us out with a song?
Absolutely. All right. Yeah, happy
and
to.
And can you do it in the tune of the train?
Yes.
It's in the key of annoying.
I know.
There it is.
Every day at the same time.
I was actually talking to Kevin about switching our offices.
Oh, putting us in the front? And
yeah, because, I mean, it would eliminate at least the train noise.
Yeah.
I think the traffic would be a little bit better, too, because it's not right at the intersection. I don't know. Anyway.
Like it.
It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, the afternoon morning show. I always wanted to make it in L.A., so here we go. I don't need to drive out there to make it big. With Mark and Pam and Sarah, I feel like I'm levitating. I did, yes, we all levitated. Now we're 3 inches above the ground. Cause it's a Lydia's Lunch Bunch. Get some uke?
Eh.
Maybe uke sounds. Nope. Okay, that's fine. Maybe we could collaborate, but I've just been shot down. But that's alright. Cause I like Sarah's songs. Thank you for having me sing and singing along.
Wow.
awesome.
That was fantastic.
You'd be disappointed if I played with you. I promise
we
you.
We might have a new intro song.
Yeah, that's
well,
pretty
first
great.
We got to get permission.
Yeah.
I know how this works.
It's beautiful. I love
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really kind.
So much. You
yeah,
are you. Amazingly talented.
So talented.
And best of luck to you thank on you. The rest of your tour and beyond. And if you next time you come back in this area,
yeah.
hit us up.
Yeah, yes. love to. Yeah. Feels like family. Y'all are great.
Now we're all following you, too.
Okay. We're all levitating.
We're all levitating.
Yes, I want in.
Yeah, I already joined.
Eli, where can folks learn more about you and your music?
Yeah, I think the website's great. It's just kind of like a nice base. You can just put in the Google machine, Eli, E-L-I, and then L-E-V. But I'm also on all the streaming platforms, and I tour quite regularly all around the U.S. and the world. So I would love to see people online and in person. I do a Folk Friday live stream.
Oh, cool.
Fridays. So that's on all the platforms, free to join, and good vibes for the weekend.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate y'all.
Thanks to our sponsors, Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and United Piping. If you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say I have bitten my cat.